campus of Illinois State University. Welcome to another Radio Munson.
We'll be right back.
that's our flag waver here to kick off another Radio Munson this evening from the campus of Illinois State University. I'm Don. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time tonight. Hope we can see the harvest moon. Can you see it now? I mean, it's not dark enough, I guess, yet. But there's some cloud cover to the south of Bloomington Normal. But last time I looked out the window, clear skies here are mostly clear skies. There's just some clouds in the sky. Should be able to see that harvest moon, which means, of course, we have to play Harvest Moon. Actually, a harvest moon isn't until tomorrow night, but, you know, it's close enough. It's as good as they say. That's a thing called Bebop Charlie, written by bandleader Bob Florence and done by the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, Columbus, Ohio. I'll tell you what, they have just a great jazz tradition in Columbus, Ohio. Byron Rooker playing tenor sax, and Ola Hansen on trombone, and who was the drummer? Bob Bright Hopped was the drummer, and Hank Marr playing that tinkly piano here to kick off another Radio Munson. I'm glad you're here. We're here on Thursday nights and Thursday nights only, so if you want a little guidance around some old-time music, we're the place. Head you down the trails and around the corners. You never know what's around the next corner.
Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me on a corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. What's more, you've got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. That Venus de Milo, she was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, much cuter than Venus. Now what's some more you got of the arms? Wow! Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Sinatra with Neil Hefti's arrangement. Hefti put together an album called Sinatra and Swingin' Brass. It has some great arrangements as part of that album. Well, we're going to play some of the bands tonight, one of which is the great Harry James Band with his trumpet and Willie Smith's alto, and that thrush, Helen Forrest, and one of their signature songs together.
Thank you. Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem. Kiss me once, then kiss me twice. Kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Great Harry James songs on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along for the ride this evening. You know, Harvest Moon only comes around once a year, so we'd better be paying attention, seems to me.
The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, 'cause the moon refused to shine. There's a couple sitting neath the willow tree for love. Little Mary was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I think I'll go. The boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe.
Leon Redbone, recorded that in 1977. An album called Double Time. And he brought into the studio Captain Billy's Whiz Bang. That's the name of the barbershop quartet harmonizing behind him. It may be a harvest moon, but it's a paper moon at the same time. So says Bucky Pizzarelli, the great guitarist. Here with the bass player, Slam Stewart, the guy who simultaneously bowed and sung his solo, more hummed, I guess you'd say, some of his bass solos. Here they are.
Support for GLT comes from Soderstrom Skin Institute. Founded in 1973, their team of board-certified dermatologists treat acne, psoriasis, eczema, skin cancer, and all diseases of the skin. Soderstrom Skin Institute is proud to serve McLean County at 2100 Jacobson Drive in Normal. This is GLT. We'll be right back.
your sunny side up, Robert Farnon's Canadian band. And song was written in 1929 by Buddy DeSilva. And a little bit later on, Lou Brown wrote some lyrics for it. And the quartet, the Hilos, got a hold of that same song. It's even better, I think, with a little vocal. Frank Comstock did the arrangement for the Hilos.
Your sunny side up, up. Hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine suns in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side way, way up. Let laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up, way up. Keep your sunny side up, up. Hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine suns in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
The high lows. Frank Comstock's band, creative guy. Frank Comstock was an arranger for Les Brown's Band of Renown for a lot of years. On Radio Munson, I brought in a Diana Krall thing, channeling Nat King Cole's piano. Diana does, and just like Nat, sings the vocal with, in this case, Russell Malone's guitar and Paul Keller on bass.
Thank you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh, my, do I, honey? Deed I do, honey. Deed I do.
Diana Krall's trio sounding a little bit like Nat King Cole's trio. Yeah, Nat Cole had that same arrangement with guitar and bass behind his piano and his vocals. By the early 1950s, Capitol Records was steering Nat Cole away from that jazz trio background into some orchestral things and some swinging big band arrangements as well. Here's something from 1953 that Nat recorded with Billy May's band.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last. Love had its day. That day is past. You've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky's blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I walk along, I've walked along with you.
No
wonder I am lonely.
The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old.
And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love will come back, love will come back, love will come back to me. Love will come back, love will come back. Love will come back to me.
'53, Nat King Cole. I don't know who the girls were who were singing behind him. I do know that it was Willie Smith again, who Billy May brought in to play alto saxophone on that track. Here on Radio Munson. Hey, I had a lot of ground to cover tonight before 9 o'clock rolls around. Going out to Philadelphia now for their great city band called the City Rhythm Orchestra and suburban Philadelphian Joy DeFrancesco playing the B3 Hammond on a great old standard called Time After Time. Joey DeFrancesco. I think he was, he grew up in, I think it's Springfield, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, but he went to school inside Philly, and he joins a long list of great organists, jazz organists, who came out of Philadelphia, PA. On Radio Munson, we're going to turn to Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, a great arranger, composer, band leader. Gordon Goodwin plays a whole bunch of different instruments. We'll turn them loose here in a few minutes. Here's an ancient thing that's actually not such an ancient recording. The recording's about 15 years old by Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, which is based in San Francisco. He grew up loving those old records. I mean, the real old records. And started transcribing arrangements and finally convinced some of his musician friends to sit in with him, and they'd form a typical band from the 1920s and 30s. It was about an 11 or 12-piece band. And featuring, among others, his vocals, and here's one of those, from a song from 1930 that was recorded by Slats Randall Orchestra up in Minneapolis. It was one of those territory bands up in Minneapolis, written by Joe Roberts, who was in the band. And Joe Roberts had sort of a gravelly voice, and he did the vocal. Don Neely does his best to recreate it in this offering. It's called Skirts. S-K-I-R-T-S. Yeah.
Ago. It wasn't half as short as some that I know. Our skirts, blouses, petticoat, wait a minute.
Support for GLT comes from the Downtown Bloomington Association Farmers Market, bringing farm fresh, local produce and meats to the historic downtown square every Saturday morning from 7:30 to noon. The market also features flowers, plants, prepared foods, local art, and live music. Information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT.
Comedian Hari Kondabolu often makes jokes about race. He says he understands why that topic makes some people uncomfortable.
When you question white people about race, they fold because they're not used to those discussions. The rest of us, we've had to get used to constantly answering those questions.
I'm David Green. We'll also put some political questions to Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine. That's on the next Morning Edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on Bloomington Normal's Public Media, GLT.
Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, and a song that Gordon wrote himself called Count Bubba's Revenge. Gordon Goodwin's playing tenor sax there with Sal Lozano on soloing on alto saxophone. And it's just a great band. The arranger, composer, band leader Gordon Goodwin has put together. They recorded at the Capitol Studios, Capitol Records Studios, in the tower there in Hollywood, which is celebrating its 75th year, by the way. I don't know if the tower was built right. The company is 75 years old. Let's do one more by the Big Fat Band with the Diane Reeves.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't give up your cart when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your feet. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm. Be fair, be sure, beware, on your guard, take care, while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another, two Don't give up your cart when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your feet. He's so close. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware, on your guard. Take care while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort now. Oh!
With the Gordon Goodwin Group, the Big Fat Band, spells fat, P-H-A-T, of course. Here on the Radio Munson, you can reach me at don@wglt.org any old time. And this show has a Facebook page, Radio Munson. Check it out. Got some new stuff in there. Here's a guy that you learned to admire as an interviewer of jazz greats on CBS. Billy Taylor, just was a great educator and TV personality, disc jockey in New York City, and a wonderful jazz pianist. Here he is with his trio, and a guy who was the hottest singer in America in the early 1950s, before Elvis came along. See if you can name the singer.
Just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't so well enough. You're much too much, and a little too very, very, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. And
so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're wonderful, too marvelous for words.
Billy Taylor's trio. Yeah, Billy played just great piano, didn't he? So who was the singer? Hottest singer in America in the early 1950s. And a guy who Tony Bennett claimed was the real father of rock and roll, because he's the guy who introduced a heck of a lot of emotion into his singing. You know, he'd pull at his hair, he'd fall on the floor, shed real tears. And a lot of people made a little fun of him. But Johnny Ray was a big star. I mean, a big star. Sold more records in the first half of the 1950s than anybody. Johnny Ray. But he didn't have to do those wild and crazy gyrational songs. He could sing with Billy Taylor's trio and did, from an album called Till Morning. Well, it is morning in where? Let's see. It would be morning. It would be, what, 2 a.m. in London. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning on the continent right now, on the European continent. The reason I say, well, almost that, about another 4 or 5 minutes. The reason I say that is I brought in a song that the Andrews Sisters did with Glenn Miller's band when they were doing live broadcasts from a place on Broadway in New York City. In 1940.
Here are the Andrews Sisters, swinging a song you may have done a little vocalizing on yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The chimes are ringing out 3 o'clock. The clocks are swinging out tick-tick-tock. The town is starting to rock. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We've danced the whole night through, and daylight soon will be dawning. Just one more waltz with you, that melody so entrancing seems to be made for us two. I could just keep right on dancing forever, dear, with you. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We should be sleeping, but we're dancing the whole night through. Soon the time will come, daylight's dawning, everybody's yawning early in the morning. Just one more dance with you. La-da-da-da-da-da. Three of chimes in the early bright. Seems it was meant for us, oh, us. I could keep on dancing, dear, forever. Forever, darling.